From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump on Friday declared the United States has run out of patience with North Korea as he met with his South Korean counterpart at the White House. Speaking alongside South Korean President Moon Jae-in, Trump vowed a determined response against Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs.
We're working closely with South Korea and Japan, as well as partners around the world, on a range of diplomatic, security, and economic measures to protect our allies and our own citizens from this menace known as North Korea. The United States calls on other regional powers and all responsible nations to join us in implementing sanctions and demanding that the North Korean regime choose a better path and do it quickly.
Trump's meeting with Mr. Moon comes a day after the United States blacklisted a small Chinese bank, accusing it of laundering money to boost North Korea's nuclear weapons development. The two leaders will also discuss trade.
Our trade deficit with South Korea has increased by more than $11 billion. Not exactly a great deal.
Trump says he hopes to renegotiate an equitable trade deal with Seoul. A trial is underway in Japan for three former executives of Tokyo Electric Power Company, operator of the Fukushima nuclear plant, on charges of professional negligence and death and injury. The charges against the executives are linked to the deaths of 40 hospital patients who were evacuated from the Fukushima area and later died. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.